And she's like, good, how are you? And I said, I just bought a lawnmower. I don't have it with me. There's absolutely no reason for me to have said that. And she goes, oh, is it your first one? And
Is
I said,
awkward.
yes. And I said, yeah, it actually is my first one. And she's like, cool. And I was like, well, I gotta go to work. Bye. And I like touch her shoulder on my way by. It just everything about it was so awkward. And like, it doesn't have to be like that.
Oh man, a friendly little shoulder tap on your way out.
Oh my God, what was any of that?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Fetch a Pail.
It's your favorite friendship podcast about life.
Culture.
And definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident bull dyke, apparently.
Oh, no. I'm Jill, and please tell the story immediately.
So, yeah, let's get right into this. I went and got my haircut, which I was really excited about because I decided I was going to get a short. Like a short shortcut for me because I've had long hair for so long. And the stylist cut my hair, and when she finished, she said that I look bull dykey. So that's
And
fucking great.
I just like this. When you told me that, what did I say to you? People say weird shit to you, I think was
People
my response.
do. People totally say
Because
weird shit to me.
like you're at a queer salon getting a gender affirming haircut. Is that correct?
That's literally what it was called when I booked it, a gender
Right.
affirming haircut. The woman that cut my hair was a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when she said that, I had a confused look on my face and she was like, I meant it as a compliment. So I believe her.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, one time somebody told me that I seemed like a cat person and they meant that as a compliment. It doesn't make it true. She's wrong.
She's well, I mean, when someone's, I feel like if someone says you look like this, then to them, that is, it's a,
Right.
there's some truth to that, to their perspective. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. She's not lying when she says it's a compliment, I'm sure. And I think that it can be a compliment in lots of situations for lots of people. That's not a bad look. If that's what you're going for, that's great.
Right. And I'm not saying that a bull dykey look is not good because people love that.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that is totally not my vibe at all.
Right. Right.
It's funny because I liked the haircut.
It's
And
a
now
great
I.
haircut and it looks very cute on you.
Thank you. After the comment, I kind of liked it a little bit less.
We might have to do a poll. Maybe if enough people are like, that's not what it looks like to me, maybe that would help.
Well, I'm trying to fish a little on social media, and I posted a photo saying what this woman said, and I'm hoping that enough people will be like, you look cute, and that will help me get past it.
Hope so too. If you haven't already, you go to Jackie's Instagram right now and you say, you look cute. That's a cute haircut on you.
Thank you. I
Because it
have
is.
been playing around with styling it. I can put pro it's hard to put product and style long hair. I feel like it's
Yeah.
easier to style short hair. So I've been getting back into that. I have a bunch of old products that have just been collecting dust that I've been using. So, I mean, I'm looking at my hair right now and I really like it. I like the way it looks, but I also could be mistaken as a bull dyke, I think.
No, I think it's like soft and like it frames your face nicely. I don't think there's anything super. I mean, I guess I'm not like the person who decides what bold dykey means, but from my general understanding of that vibe, it's a little bit more like harsh angles and edges and like edginess, you know? A little
Yeah.
bit more traditionally like masculine styles. And I would not say any of those things about your haircut.
I kind of went into my haircut thinking, well, I'm getting a shortcut. Like, I
Yeah.
don't fucking care if, if it makes me look a little bit more butch or whatever. I'm gonna do something that is comfortable. Like, this haircut I'm getting because it's summer and it gets hot and I don't want long hair on the back of my neck. So I'm gonna get something
Yeah.
comfortable and I don't care what people think. But it turns out I care what my hairstylist
Yeah, I mean, you don't really expect that.
You don't. And she kind of made
No.
me question the what my understanding of a bull dyke was. I was like, wait, maybe I'm getting this all wrong. So I Googled bull dyke and I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page about what a bull dyke is. And I looked at the photos and nope, I was that is what a bull dyke is to me, and I don't that's not me. So
I don't understand why this happens to you. Just like do the haircut and just be like, you look great. What do you think of it? Don't assign a category to it.
yeah, I feel like you would be a good hairstylist, Jill.
Thank you.
Yeah. The bedside manner on this hairstylist.
Yes.
She cuts good hair though. It's good
Well,
cut.
it's a good cut. That's true.
How you doing, Jill?
I'm doing okay. You know, because you were there, but right before this episode started, we were having some technical difficulties, and I just cried on camera about it. But I'm feeling better. I'm feeling refreshed and settled, and everything's fine now.
That's good. If it helps, I don't remember any of
It
that.
does help. It was like 12 minutes ago. But I appreciate you.
Of course, and I'm sure we sound great and look great.
Yes.
I can attest to the latter.
Thank you. Yeah, I think overall things are pretty good. I am sleeping poorly again, and so I think it's impacting my ability to regulate my emotions. And I'm feeling like I have too many things to do and can't decide where to start. So that's a little bit of an overwhelming place to live in your brain.
Totally.
But like also everything's fine and everything's good. So just chill out, Jill.
Just chill out. Yeah. I feel
Yeah,
like I'm
that's
constantly
my
reminding
thought.
myself of that as well. I've had a very busy week. Would you like to hear about something really, really awkward that I think about every day?
Yes.
So earlier in the week, I think we finished the last episode. Yeah, it was when we last recorded. I told you that my friends were coming over to watch Ward of the Wings.
The Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers. So
Yeah.
some friends are coming over. So I decided I would take Uggs out before they got there. So I took Uggs around the block and we're at the corner of my street, like 100 feet away from my front door. And I get a phone call and I look on my phone and it's one of my friends. They just shown up to my place and they were using the lockbox to get into my building, which calls my cell phone. So I saw that the front door was calling, and then I look up, and 100 feet away, my friend's standing at the door. So I whistle real loud to get their attention, and then they turn, and I do a big, big wave at them. And right as I'm doing that, who should walk right in between us but my
No.
ex?
You have to move.
I wish that I didn't have to keep talking about them. But things
Yeah.
keep happening with them, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not hung up on this. I'm ready to move on, but I keep running into them.
Yeah.
And so they thought I was waving to them, and so they waved back. They were like, hi. We were 50 feet away, but what I can only imagine is happening in their brain is, hi, question mark. So I'm right. Just like, oh, okay, kind of waving back thinking, no, not you. This isn't meant for you. Like, how do I show them that I'm not waving to them? I'm waving to the person behind you because they're right. 50 feet away. I can't just tell them that, but it's so fucking awkward. And it's just been like replaying in my head nonstop, and it's awful.
I'm so sorry. I think that sucks.
I totally agree.
But I also think that in this situation, you seem very friendly and kind to your ex, and they should be so lucky.
That is a great perspective. And yes. Yes, correct.
But also, it's hard to shake it, I'm
That's
sure.
That's fucking awkward. So awkward. Yeah. And like, do they know? Do they know? Did they realize that I was waving to someone else? Or did they just... Ugh. I mean, as hard of a time as I'm having with it, I'm sure that they are too.
Right. Were they like going to their car or something like that? Did they keep walking? Like, how did you get past them?
They were walking towards their apartment. So it was like as they were walking up. But it's weird because they were like crossing a street in a way. Like, how did you get in between me and my friend at that very like perfect moment? It's so bizarre to me. The whole thing is just, it's what you would, like you said, it's what you would see in a fucking show. You couldn't have made that up. It's scripted right. Almost.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a bad rom-com.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. very awkward. Jeez.
Did you get to watch the movie with your friends?
I did watch the movie. We had a great time. Although I had a hard time even getting myself into movie watching mode because all I was doing was thinking about that interaction.
Yeah.
But my friends brought sardines. One of my friends that came is very into canned fish.
Mm.
And so we had some fancy deans with some crackers and like capers, and it was kind of a fancy little spread.
Sounds nice.
And also Baja Blast. That's what made it. That's really the icing on the cake there.
Super fancy.
But what else? This last week has been very, very heavy pinball. Can I tell you about pinball stuff?
Yeah.
So I organized a women's tournament, which I was really excited about because we did it last year and there's only 7 people showed up last year. So I was really excited to be more prepared this year and like do lots of promoting and get everything set up and have a bunch of like prizes to make this a bigger event, because last year was kind of unfortunate that there was only 7 people there. So this year, we got everything set up and there was only 7 people.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Was the same 7 people?
No, it was 7 different people.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so that was very unfortunate. I did win, but there was only 7 people. I felt
did
really
they have
bad.
Fun?
Yeah, it seemed like everyone had a really good time. I brought my friend Maureen, okay. And she kept reassuring me. Everyone's having so much fun. She, like, knew I was really bummed out about the turnout. So she's like, mm-hmm. I'm having such a great time. Everyone here is having a good time. She's very sweet that way. But I wasn't having a great time. I was super bummed. You know, people ask for these women events, and no one shows up to them. So mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do them anymore. I'm just going to stick
to
my...
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to. Just stick to queer stuff, stick to regular pinball tournaments. That's my bread and butter. And then most of my week I've been like practicing for the the Premier League finals. And the that happened yesterday, but like on Saturday, I ended up going. Saturday was the women's tournament, and then I went to like a friend's birthday, and then I went back and played more pinball at Free Gold Watch, and I ended up getting locked in, which is really rad. A friend of mine was able to close up for the people that worked there, and they locked the doors, and it was just me, her, and this other guy, and we were there till hella late, just ourselves. That's really which fun. Is super, super cool. And then the following day, Sunday, I was just basically watching pinball videos, studying, doing pinball homework, nerd shit, and then like going to Free Gold Watch and playing like for a few hours. My friend Amy surprised me and took me out to lunch. We went to this place called Mandalay, which is like Burmese food, which is amazing. She works for the... Maybe I shouldn't say this. She works for the aquarium. And whenever she comes to San Francisco, we have a business meeting so that she can expense it. So basically, I was like, so fish live underwater? And she's like, yes, fish live underwater. Check the box, and then we just had lunch, which is great.
You can cut out the name of the aquarium so she doesn't get in trouble.
Oh, I could do an actual beep sound.
Yeah. it's a very famous aquarium, though.
That's true.
People
yeah.
go there to go to that.
It's true. I haven't been yet, actually, but I don't know how I feel about aquariums. Should.
Let's go. And decide once we're there.
But she was saying it's Mother's Day. She wasn't sure like what my relationship with my mom was. So she was like, I feel like I should take Jackie out. And she was right. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't want to celebrate Mother's Day. So we went out, we had a really nice lunch, and then I went back to Free Gold Watch, practiced a ton, closed it down. And then yesterday was the finals and I had a bye. And then I got to play in my first round, and all I wanted to do was make sure I made it through the first round that I played, and I did not.
No!
I know.
No, bummer.
Yeah, so I did not make it to the final eight. The top eight go on to play on Wednesday, as well as the B and C division finals. So it's a big finals party that happens on Wednesday that I have never gone to because I am always being eliminated on Monday. So a little unfortunate, I ended up coming in
so
11th place, and I double checked last season, I also came in 11th place, so no movement for me.
It's the 7-11 curse.
Oh no.
I can't believe it. Is it the hot dogs? Is it because of the hot dogs?
Probably the hot dogs. The universe is playing pranks again.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, that sucks. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm actually not too bummed out about it. I went into it thinking, you know, I got the bye. That was my big goal. And I had unfortunate things happen in my games. I know that I'm a very good pinball player, and there was a few mistakes that I will learn from. And it was close. It wasn't like I bombed. So I played well. I just played with very, very good players, you know?
Right.
So I'll get them next time. It's just, it's a little bit of a bummer to, this is like, you work on something for 3 months and then it ends in this way. It's like, dang, mm-hmm. I just wanted to improve a little, but at least I didn't unprove.
You didn't do, you didn't do any worse, but you're right. You did not unprove. Yeah, that's great. It could definitely have been worse.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of pinball stuff this week happening as well. And then this weekend is the Golden State Pinball Festival, which is one of the big major events that happens in the Bay Area. So at least I can now start focusing on that and try to play well there.
Yeah.
Until next season, until next Free Gold Watch season. But
okay, you got this.
Yeah. So, So tomorrow, Wednesday, while everyone is out partying and having a good time at the finals, fuckers, I will actually possibly, I'm still trying to finalize some stuff, but be going to this place where I might actually end up working.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this friend who's been living in Japan for like the last year, but he worked at Disney in Japan as like one of the characters. He's a, like a theater guy. But he came back and he came to my Thursday night at Gestalt and we were chatting and he was asking me if I would want to bartend anywhere else. And I said, yeah, I mean, if the schedule allowed it. So I'm in talks with him. He works at this place called The Speakeasy, which is a performance bar type of place. It's like speakeasy times. What is that, 20s?
Sure. Like Prohibition, but, yeah.
20s, yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah. So it's like a big pro. You have to like get a secret password and like go to a different place, and there's like a secret entrance. Anyways, you go and it's this like immersive, interactive theater experience. And I might be bartending there on my free time.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, which is cool. Like I would get dressed up, like, and you'd have to be in character. So I think that's like totally up my alley, and
absolutely.
Might end up being some more supplemental income.
That would be very helpful.
I know, right? So things are coming together a little bit. Oh,
good.
This is actually really good because the last bartending gig I had at Gestalt, remember I told you I was having trouble with the owner. Mm-hmm. The next week we were gonna see how it went. My last Thursday went awful, and I was totally ready to pull the plug on that. My friend Paul was like, sleep on it and think about it before you make any decisions. So I slept on it, and the next morning I sent him a text and I was like, this isn't working. It's not gonna work. We're next Thursday will be the last tournament, because he's not doing the things that we agreed on. He was behind the bar the whole fucking night, bumping into me, micromanaging, and it's just not gonna work. So we exchanged a conversation back and forth, and he was like, "Give me one more try. Just do one more week. Things will be different. I promise." So I am reluctantly giving it one more week. We'll see.
Well, you were gonna do this next one anyway, right? You were like, "This is gonna be my last," and so now it's like, "This is gonna be my last ... ...
to be continued. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cliffhanger style. Mm-hmm. So but we'll see.
But at least he's like receptive to your feedback and not just being a dick.
That's true. Well, yeah. When I first sent him that text, that message, he was very defensive and not the response I was looking for. And it slowly turned into, he started to realize, you know, what he might be losing. So he was a little bit more, I guess, lenient or understanding. And we'll see how Thursday goes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big night because we were promoting it as a Golden State Pinball Festival kickoff party. And the Golden State Pinball Festival actually promoted this event, which is my event, which is my name is on the banner, which is actually really cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a big turnout. I have a bunch of awesome prizes to give out, including a weekend pass to this festival. If everything goes off well, I mean, if he's not there, everything will go off well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, like, can he just not come in? Can he just do something else that night?
Yeah.
That seems easy to me.
This is a big test for our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That's me.
That's I mean, lots of stuff, busy week.
Yeah, and lots of things to look forward to too. And I think that's why I'm not so upset about my showing in the finals, because there's more pinball coming up. There's a potential for a new job. There's a potential for this new apartment. I have some good things going. So
yeah, things in the works.
Totally.
Well, that's exciting. We tried to mow the lawn last week, and we have this riding lawnmower that sat outside all winter, and that's not great for those, apparently. And we think maybe the battery's just dead, but like we couldn't get it to start. And then we're like, this feels like too hard. So we bought a lawnmower.
Oh, shit.
I went to Costco yesterday on my lunch break to see if they had them in store, and they did, and there was a $100 manufacturer's discount.
Hell yeah.
So they were pretty cheap. So I brought that home, but I actually had an awkward encounter as well,
Ooh,
a couple
yes. Thank
at
God.
Costco. It was like in the course of the last, like, actually, everything about it was sort of awkward. I had to go find someone to help me get this lawnmower down because they stacked them more than 5 feet, 4 inches in the sky, and I couldn't pull it down myself because it was too heavy.
Sure.
And the man who came to help me pull it down seemed like he didn't say anything that wasn't friendly, but he did seem annoyed to be helping me with it. And I was like, whatever, make somebody else help me with it. You don't have to do it. You're just the first person I found.
I'm
And
annoyed
I,
with him.
thank you. And I
Yeah.
also said, I just need a second set of hands. And he like put his body in front of me and did the whole thing himself. And I'm like, whatever, I could have grabbed half of that. It's very heavy. So, irregardless, that's a joke because that's not a real word. I got the thing on the cart and then I went and I bought it for a bunch of money and then I took it to the car. But on the way to the car, a little lady with a tiny rolly cart runs up behind me and like stops me, flags me down because she said her lawnmower just went out this weekend. And then she's asking me all these questions about this lawnmower.
I thought she was gonna say, "Can I have that, please?"
Well, I kind of was wondering too where she was going with it, but she's like, how much did it cost? Where did you find it? Like, what do you, like all of these questions. Is it a good lawnmower? I'm like, I don't know. I just bought it. I haven't used
That's
it
actually a very good point.
yet.
Is
Yeah, I
it
was like,
good?
we
It's in
did
the fucking
some
box.
research, but like most people probably don't, you know? Like, yeah, we watched a lot of review videos and we decided we were gonna take a chance on this one, but I don't actually know if it's good, no. And then I think I've finally gotten her to like stop talking to me, and I'm like hustling because I have an hour for lunch. Costco's 15 minutes away from my house. That's 30 minutes round trip right there. So I'm like really trying to get in and out. And then she like runs to catch up with me again, and she's like, do you need a paper coupon for the discount? And I was like, no, ma'am. It's a manufacturer's discount. It comes up that way at the register. And she's like, how long is the deal going? And God damn it, I knew the answer. And so I told her, he's going through Memorial Day weekend, okay? Can I please go to my car? And so all of this is fine. I think she stopped me a total of 3 times. I eventually got away from her, got this giant lawnmower into the car by myself. And then I'm going back in to return my flatbed and to get a pizza that I had ordered on my way out. And I walk by her again and I'm expecting her to talk to me or stop me. She just looks right through me. I'm like, ma'am, you just wasted so much of my time. And now I do not exist because I am not pushing a lawnmower. Like, it was so weird. I was gonna be like, good luck with your lawnmower. But she just like looked through me.
Wow.
So that's
She got
my
what she
reward
needed.
for being, I guess that's all she wanted. And then she threw me away. So anyway, I go in and I get my pizza. And the timing's I immaculate. I walk in as they call my number. This never happens. And I get the pizza and I turn around and I'm walking out and I make eye contact with an acquaintance in the food court. And I'm like, I know her well enough that it would be very rude to not stop and say hi. And she's a very nice person. So I'm like, oh, hi, it's so nice to see you. How's it going? And she's like, good, how are you? And I said, I just bought a lawnmower. I don't have it with me. There's absolutely no reason for me to have said that. And she goes, oh, is it your first one? And
Is
I said,
awkward.
yes. And I said, you know, yeah, it actually is my first one. And she's like, cool. And I was like, well, I gotta go to work. Bye.
No.
And I like touch her shoulder on my way by. Just everything about it was so awkward. And like, it doesn't have to be like that.
Oh man, a friendly little shoulder tap on your way out.
Oh my God, what was any of that? And it's like, I mostly blame myself because, like, There was no reason to tell her I bought a lawnmower. That was really weird. But her response was also kind of weird.
But I was just thinking, like, what does someone say when someone says, I just bought a lawnmower?
Right. I think she did her best with what I gave her. She did her best. Yeah. It was my first lawnmower, Laurel. I'm sorry if I made your food court experience with your baby awkward. Maybe, I don't know. I wonder if she went home and, like, told her friends about me being awkward, just like how I'm telling you about me being awkward. Or maybe it was nothing to her. She's like, I saw Jill. She bought a lawnmower. Like,
yeah, it's her first one.
It's fine. So stupid. Oh, man. But I did make it home before my lunch break was over.
So that's great.
I worked hard for that lawnmower.
Yeah. I hope that that first lady writes a review of this. Was it Lowe's or Home Depot? I hope she writes a review and mentions you. I hope you get a 5-star for that, like, customer.
Because I was such a helpful employee. Yeah,
your customer service there is incredible.
I did give her a lot of helpful information, and I would like a 5-star review, please. That's so funny. Yeah, honestly, that's pretty much the highlight of my week.
Yeah, that would have been
an adventure yesterday.
That was, yeah, that sounds like something I would have loved to just been a fly on the side of the lawnmower for, I guess.
Yeah, good times.
You want to go to the cork bark? The
cork bark?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh,
oh. Okay, we're back. Hey, everyone. I don't have anything specifically corkboard related, do you?
I do.
Have you heard some stuff from our people?
Yes, I have.
Okay, super.
I have one message that someone commented on our episode where we talked about the lavender matcha, and we asked people to tell us what they think, and Mallory posted that she doesn't want that anywhere near her mouth.
Okay, that's fair.
So that was good. I also got a text from Will that said that he gets our brains.
Aww, that's very nice to hear. Thank you, Will.
It's very sweet, and it actually really touched me. So thank you for that, Will. And then the one other thing I wanted to mention on the Cork Bork is that we posted our first episode of this season on March 28th and got several plays on that day and the following day on March 29th. But then on March 30th, we received 43 total plays and just one play of our first 43 episodes. So someone marathoned the fuck out of this podcast on March 30th.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild? I was just looking through the analytics thinking, what is this giant spike right here? Because, I mean, we put a new episode out and we'll get like 15 plays on that day.
Sure.
But this day, there was no new episode, but we did get 43 total plays starting with the pilot episode. So someone was just so going through.
But it must have been more than one person.
No, because it's one play per episode.
But how many hours are in a day?
I know, right?
Yeah, maybe they are a like 2x speed listener.
Maybe.
Those early ones are good. Those ones that I edited where I take out all the silences, those are going to sound like chipmunks on 2x speed. You're welcome.
Whoever you are, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And maybe like reach out to us.
Maybe
I want to know you.
Maybe they just like put it on for the dogs when they leave.
Oh. Okay, have your dogs reach out to us. We want to know what they think.
Someone turned it on and walked out of the house or fell asleep or something.
Whatever it is, we appreciate you.
That's whatever really it is, whoever you are, you're the real MVP.
Woof, woof, woof. I just translated that for you, just in case.
Thank you.
No problem. I speak fluent dog.
Hell yeah. Do you have any fab checks from the last episode?
I don't. Listen to it.
I have two things. Okay. One, it's not called Mama Fufu. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
What's it called? It's called Mama Hoo Hoo.
So, I mean, you were maybe conflating it a little bit with Momofuku or something.
Yeah, totally.
They're similar sounding, yeah.
Totally.
Mama Hoo Hoo.
And then the other thing I wanted to touch on when I listened to the episode and we were talking about Cutco knives, which, by the way, that meme that I made of you is very funny.
You made me laugh so hard.
I just wanted to take a second and apologize to anyone that I sold Cutco to, because it is they literally taught us how to do high pressure sales, and that's awful. It's awful that I subject that to the people that I love, and then the people that I love feel guilt and need to buy something from me because it's something that I'm trying to be good at. So I apologize to everyone that I pitched Cutco to, but those are good fucking knives.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay, Cutco is a pyramid scheme, and they teach high pressure sales, which is awful, but those knives are great. And you've owned those knives for almost 15 years, and they still fucked up your mouth. They're still sharp enough to fuck up the inside of your mouth. So those are good fucking knives.
That's true. And so this is my mom's set. I actually have a few Cutcos that I inherited from you when we were roommates. And inherited might mean stole, but I think it means you moved out and left them there. And then I moved out and took them with me.
I do not agree to that. I've been looking for those knives.
Uh-oh. We'll take this off air. So anyway, this set at my mom's house. It's a full set. She's missing two of the small steak knives, and they've disappeared only in the last like year. And she's very upset about it because she loves her Cutco knives so much. And excuse me. I mean, how old were you when you were selling them? Because I think maybe it's been like more than 15 years. Math is hard. My problem.
It's true. I think I was maybe just out of I must have still been in high school, right?
That's what I think, either still in or just out of. I think it maybe has been 20 years.
I think you're right.
So these knives are 20 years old. They've never been sharpened. They get washed in the dishwasher. And they still will cut your mouth open if you lick them. And I think that is like a true testimonial for the quality of Cutco knives.
I completely agree. They're great knives. Find yourself a Cutco salesman, and they will never leave you alone.
Or buy them used, because they're just as good.
Yeah, definitely. If you see them in a thrift shop, get those fucking knives. Those are good fucking knives.
Yeah, absolutely. That's funny. If it helps, I don't think you would have had to do much of anything to get my mom to buy those knives from you. She was very excited to do so.
Oh, shit. Well, if you're interested in buying them, use our product code at checkout, Fetch a Fail Podcast, for 20% off your order.
I wish that was real.
I know, someone sponsor us.
Yeah, give us some affiliate links or whatever. We buy stuff and talk about it.
We do. And and people actually go and try the stuff that we talk about. I mean, they might not like it. They usually don't like it, but.
But they'll buy it once. That is true. Well, that was a fun pap check. Thank you. Oh, I did have something. I was unsure whether or not The Force Awakens was the name of that Star Wars movie, and it is. I was correct.
I do certainly plan on watching those, because I think you're right. I can't watch the old ones. I gotta dive into the new ones. But speaking of shows or movies, is there anything that you've watched recently that you liked?
Yeah, we actually just started watching Monarch, The Legacy of Monsters.
Oh, yeah. On
Apple TV Plus. It's a TV show. I think it's a 10 episode first season. I don't know if it's like a mini series or if they're going to do multiple seasons. We just finished episode 8, so we have 2 left. And actually what we left off on was quite a climactic cliffhanger.
Ooh.
And I don't think this is a spoiler, because if you've seen any of the newer, like, rebooted Godzilla movies or King Kong movies, there's a thing where there's like our world and then their world, and it's sort of like interdimensional stuff, mm-hmm. but it's all terrestrial. So anyway, we're just coming in contact with these types of portals presently
that take you to Middle Earth.
Yes, exactly. Into the Upside Down.
Triple crossover.
Yeah, what did I call it? I was talking to Jake about it the other day, and I called it whatever the Dungeons and Dragons one is, which I now can't remember. Good story, Jill.
I wish I could help you on that one.
Underdark, the Underdark.
I like that.
That's what it's called in D&D, yeah. Anyway, it's good. We're enjoying it. I'll have a better report once we finish the first season, but there's like the beginning of Monarch, the organization, how it ends up getting tied in with the U.S. government, and then it's like a family legacy. So we're following like the grandchildren of the founders in present day.
Nice. I watched the first 2 episodes of that, but I kind of fell off. But but I mean to finish it. I actually I'm doing an illegal, and a friend taught me how to watch anything, and so I have access. Well, because you know I had to get rid of all of my streaming services because I'm trying to pinch pennies here.
Yeah.
But now I have access to anything and everything. And
well, that's amazing.
I know. Don't tell.
Okay. Your secret's safe with me.
I've been rewatching. I've been very busy, so I only really have time to watch something while I'm snuggled in bed trying to sleep. And so I've been rewatching The Last of Us.
Oh, God.
So good.
It is very good, but I will never watch it again.
What about season 2? You'd watch season 2 though, right? You have to.
Well, I plan to watch season 2, but Jake's not sure if he's going to watch it because season 1 was like fucked him up so much.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it was just like very emotional and very stressful. And we were like carrying it in our bodies into our dreams and stuff. And that feels like a lot.
Yeah, I totally get that.
But I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
When everyone else is talking about it, I want to know too.
I like it when movies do that have that effect on me, because it reminds me that I do have emotions and feelings.
I do not need to be reminded of that. Of mine, I mean. I'm happy to hear about your feelings anytime.
Oh, thanks. I also sometimes will put The Office on. It's kind of like, now that I have access to everything, I'm like, now what do I watch? There's so many options.
Oh, you know? Yeah, you get the choice paralysis.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's so many things that I want to see. I don't know which to choose.
I wonder if you can put, like, start making a list, and then maybe you can do, like, a random number generator or something and just decide to listen to it and do whatever number on the list it tells you to or something like that. But you do still have to make the list of the things you want. So there's no, like, easy way to decide.
Yeah, totally. That's a good idea. You put anything inside you?
Yeah, I have been eating sandwiches for every meal, basically, for the last week. I'm not sure how this started. Sandwiches are usually only my lunch meal, but there've been more than one day where we've eaten them for lunch and dinner, and we've gotten really into white bread sandwiches, just
Oh yeah.
soft white, like Wonder Bread. It's so squishy.
I love
It's
me some
so
white
nice.
bread. Yeah.
It's so good.
I have some white bread. I actually got into peanut butter and jellies like last week, but kind of fell off.
Ooh, it's good on white bread. That's a great idea. Maybe I'll have that for dessert.
Hell yeah. What are you putting in between those bread buns?
Turkey, Havarti, avocado and tomato when we have it.
Yum.
Got some like soft lettuce from the, soft is a weird way to describe it, tender lettuce from the co-op. So that's like from a local farm, which is fun. And pickles. Jake's been really into like cheese and pickles on his sandwiches, and I've been doing pickled asparagus, and I just slice
Yum.
it real thin. Super tasty.
Sounds great.
And then also, it's summertime at S Bucks. They got new shit.
Oh, yeah.
So white chocolate macadamia nut cold brew, which slaps. It is so good. If you like a very sweet drink, which I do.
That doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
You know, normally I don't think I would either, but I
Yeah.
do.
What about the spicy drinks?
Haven't tried the spicy drinks yet because that sounds gross to me.
Yeah, they also have like weird boba shit now.
So I did buy a boba. It
Okay.
was the blue. I think I wrote it down because the name is stupid. Summer Skies drink. So
Lame.
it's a refresher. Yeah. And it's like a milky blue liquid with like bright red raspberry exploding balls. That's a
Starbucks.
good description. Yeah, and it's not like they're not the chewy boba or like the jelly ones. It's like a little, I don't know how to explain it. It's there's like a skin that holds all the liquid in, and then you chew it, and it explodes
Oh, it
raspberry
really does
liquid
explode.
into your mouth. Yes.
Well, I like the
And I do
sound
not
of
like that.
that.
I took a few drinks and I hated every moment of it. It tastes like blue raspberry, like fake candy flavor. And I really disliked the texture, and I felt like the stuff that holds the balls together gets kind of like gunky in your teeth. And then I brought it home, and Jake drank all of it in like 12 seconds. He was like, "These little exploding balls are so good." So he like accidentally drank the blue part of the drink, which he was not interested in, just to get to the exploding raspberry pearls. So I guess it's for some people, but not me.
I'm gonna try it because I've been putting it
It's
off.
worth trying for the experience, but I did not think it was good.
Yeah.
Maybe try like the lemonadey one and not the refresher one, because I think if anything you can do to get away from that like super artificial flavor, I think would benefit it.
But I feel like I might like that.
Oh, okay. I mean, Baja Blast.
Yeah, that's true. I do love
Comes
me. I love to get blasted on the Bajas.
Yeah,
I
that's just good
also
sense.
I like candy. And you know what? I had an epiphany. I don't think I like lemonade.
Oh, that's a hot take.
That is a hot take. We can dive into that another time,
There's
but
a lot to unpack here. What have you been putting inside you other than, I guess, not lemonade?
also not hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So we recently discovered that I asked Google if I can have hot dogs every day, and Google said maybe like 1 to 2 a month. That is basically zero hot dogs.
Yes.
So,
so disappointing.
Kind of bummed about that. Gonna have to use my 7-Eleven bucks on something healthier like Red Bulls.
I was gonna say, what do they have that you can have more than once or twice a month? Maybe nothing.
I'm not gonna follow the guidelines of 1 to 2 a month, but maybe 1 to 2 a week.
Yeah, I think that's a good compromise.
Yeah.
So, very disappointing though.
Yeah, haven't putting any wieners in me lately. What have I been eating? Just the huge, I guess. Just like fast, like pizza, burrito. I've just been busy. I've just been eating for fuel type of thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I get that.
But I got this big camping festival, so I need to actually find some good stuff. There's a Dutch Brothers in Lodi that I'm excited to go to, so I'll report back.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me everything.
Well, tell that's me about it for me.
The diarrhea it gives you. Oh, sorry.
I will tell you. I'll send you pics.
Okay, never mind. Should we get the fuck out of here?
Fuck yeah! Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collector for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls in the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Cork Bork song, Great Adventure. You should, I don't know, email us and we'll forward it to him, I guess. I don't know how to tell people to do anything for Adam, but thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. All right, boo. I love you. Have such a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, too, and you, too, and bye.
Bye. There are no keepers of the truth. There is no rope swing hanging from the clouds, but there's always space in my heart for you. There's always space in my heart for you. There's always space in my heart. That's widowy, so great.